just your ears like sweet little dears. It's time for a story with Nali Bali.
This is the story of Sandile and the Stars in the Sky. Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Sandile. All he wanted to do was to play with the stars in the sky. He cried every single day because he could not.
There are many things that are possible to do,
said Sandile's father kindly.
All you have to do is try. But there are some things that no one can do. No one can drink all the water in the sea. It would be silly to even think of that. No one can count all the grains of sand on the earth. No one would even try. And no one can play with the stars in the sky. They're just too far away.
But would Sandile listen? Oh, no, no, no.
I want to play with the stars,
said Sandile.
Well, then, you'll just have to do that in your dreams.
Don't like that,
Sandile said. And he set off to find the stars. He walked and walked until he came to a lake.
Hello, I'm looking for the stars in the sky. I want to play with them. Have you seen any?
Oh, yes, said the lake. The stars shine on me at night. Why don't you jump into my water and perhaps you'll find some?
So Sandile jumped into the lake with a splash. He swam this way and that. He dived under the water, but not one star was to be found.
They're not here.
He swam a little further and came to a stream.
Hello, I'm looking for the stars in the sky. I want to play with them. Have you seen any?
Oh, yes, said the stream. The stars sparkle on my banks at night. Why don't you paddle about and perhaps you'll find some?
So Sandile paddled in the shallow water on the banks of the stream. He splashed this way and that, but not one star was to be found there.
I can't find any stars,
Sandile said sadly. So he left the stream and walked into the fields until he came to the place where the magical people live.
Hello, I'm looking for the stars in the sky. I want to play with them. Have you seen any?
Oh, yes, we have,
said the magical people.
The stars shine on the grass here at night. Dance with us, and maybe you'll find one.
Sandile danced and danced, but he didn't find any stars. Eventually, he sat down and began to cry.
I swam in the lake, and then I paddled on the banks of the stream, and now I have danced and danced. If you don't help me, I'll never find the stars, and I'll never be able to play with them.
The magical people whispered to one another, and then one of them came up to Sandile.
You should listen to what your father said and go home to him. But if you choose to follow your dream, then you must carry on. You should choose the right road, and when you get to the end of it, ask 4 feet.
4 feet? Who's that?
The magical person did not answer, but continued to talk.
Ask 4 feet to carry you to No Feet. When you get there, ask No Feet to carry you to the staircase that has no steps. And if you can climb that...
Oh, will I be with the stars in the sky then?
Well, if you aren't there, you'll be somewhere else.
And with that, the magical people started to dance in the grass again. So Sandile chose the right road, and he walked and walked until he came to a horse which was tied to a tree.
Oh, so you are 4 feet? I'm looking for the stars in the sky. The magical people said I should ask you to take me to No Feet.
Sandile jumped up on the horse's back And they rowed and rowed until they came to the edge of the sea. In the distance, a beautiful moon hung low in the night sky, painting the sea with its silvery light.
This is as far as I go,
said Four Feet.
But who is No Feet and where is he?
Four Feet did not answer Sandile. He turned and left, leaving Sandile to stand and stare at the sea. It was calm, and the light of the moon lay upon the water like an endless silver path. Suddenly, a strange fish swam up to his feet.
Ah, you must be No Feet.
I am. The magical people told me to take you to the staircase without steps. Get on my back and hold tight.
Off they went, kersplash, into the water. They raced along the silver path towards the moon. The closer they got, the brighter the moon shone, and the bigger the waves grew. The waves seemed to break up the light upon the silver path until it looked like a broad staircase sloping up into the sky. At the far end of it, beyond the moon, Sandile could see small shining starlights dancing about in the dark sky.
Now you are here. There is the staircase. Climb up, but hold on tight, because these are not like the stairs you have at home.
Sandile started to climb. He climbed and climbed and climbed some more. But no matter how hard he climbed, it did not seem to Sandile that he was getting any higher at all. He could see the stars' lights dancing ahead of him, but he could not get any closer to them. Sandile began to get tired. His legs grew heavy, and he climbed slower and slower. Soon he was stumbling from step to step. The stars seemed so close. Sandile reached for them and fell into the darkness. Down, down, down he fell. Until at last, he landed on the floor, right next to his own bed. He got such a fright that he woke up and started to cry.
Sandile, what's wrong? Why are you crying?
His father asked.
I must have fallen asleep and fell out of bed. Dad, I dreamed I had the most wonderful adventure, and now I understand what you meant. You were right. We can do most things if we try hard. But there are some things that no one can do.
Sandile, it's a good thing to have big dreams and to be so determined. Perhaps someday, if you try very hard, you can become an astronomer or even an astronaut. But I think, until then, the stars are best admired from a distance.
And with that, Sandile's father tucked him back into bed and kissed him good night.
And so we come to the end of today's story on Nali Bali. If you would like more stories to read, visit nalibali.mobi on your cell phone. That's nalibali.mobi. You can also get Nali Bali supplement with great stories and activities available every Tuesday in the Dispatch, Wednesday in the Times, and Thursdays in the PE Herald. Thank you to the producers, Leon Fisser, Cassie Lowers, and Kim Winter.